Good morning. Can I get the kids to come up here and sit around? All right, how's everybody this morning?
Good.
How's everybody this morning? So far, so good? All right. So, gosh, it's so great to see you all here today. So today we heard a lot of readings, didn't we?
A lot of words. A lot of words.
So anyway, the first story that we heard, little bit of a story about Abraham. And I don't know if you know who Abraham was. He was a guy who lived a long, long time ago. He had a wife named Sarah. Very important. They were a couple who did like everything together, and he had children, and he had a community around him. Yes.
Isn't Abraham Lincoln?
No, this isn't Abraham Lincoln. he was a cool guy too. But this is a guy who lived a long, long time ago. And that little piece of the story that we get about Abraham today, God says to Abraham, go, leave your home, hit the road, and everything is going to be okay. In fact, it's going to be better than okay. You're going to be blessed. Now, what we don't know for sure is what Abraham thought about this all, whether he thought that this was a good idea or a bad idea. But what we do know is that Abraham went ahead and did it. Whether he liked it or not, he did it. Whether he was scared or not, he went ahead and did it. And you know what? Everything worked out great for Abraham in the long run. It's a long story, but the one I want to talk about today was the longer reading that we heard about a guy named Nicodemus. So Nicodemus was a fascinating guy, and he was a guy who had a lot of questions, right? He asked Jesus a lot of questions because, you know, he heard Jesus's message loud and clear. And do you guys remember what Jesus's main message was? Jimmy talked about it a couple weeks ago. Mary talked about it too. Remember what Jesus's main message was? Ta-da! It's always about love. Somebody want to do me a favor and take this and hold it up so that the congregation can see it? So Nicodemus heard this message. Like I say, he heard it loud and clear. But he didn't know how to go about doing it. I mean, sounds pretty simple, right? It's always about love. But Nicodemus was wondering, okay, I get that part of it, so now what do I do? And so if Nicodemus was wondering about it way back then, I think we're still kind of wondering about it today. We know this. I mean, we talk about this almost every Sunday, right? We know that it's always about love, and yet we wonder what that means in our lives. How do we go about living our lives as if it were all about love? So Nicodemus was a smart guy, so he wanted some explanations. And Jesus gives him some explanations. some long, wordy explanations about being born a second time, being born from above. But you know what Jesus says at the very end of that long explanation is, here's what you have to do. You have to have faith in me and in my message of love. We know that, don't we? We know that it's about love. I can see that you know that. I can see it in your faces. I can see it in your faces. We know that this is the way. Love is a wonderful, powerful thing, to love God and to love one another. But you know what gets in the way of love sometimes? You know what I think gets in the way of love sometimes? Fear. Because when we're scared, it's hard to remember that this whole thing is all about love. When we get scared, sometimes it's all we can think about. Our fear takes over, and we can't think about anything else except how afraid we are. And you know how I know this? It's because I get scared sometimes. And you know how I know I get scared? Well, I don't know about you all, but when I get scared, I feel it. I feel it right here. And you'd think that maybe when people get older, they don't get afraid anymore. But you know what? That's not true. Sometimes I think that the older I get, and I'm pretty old, but the older I get, the more fearful I get at times. Not all the time, but sometimes. But you know what the message that we hear in the Bible after this one, more than any other message? It's God or Jesus saying, don't be afraid. We hear it over and over and over again. Don't be afraid. Do any of you get scared sometimes? Yeah, I mean, it's very natural. It's a human thing. It's nothing to be embarrassed about or to be ashamed about, to be afraid sometimes. But here's the deal. One way, when I'm afraid, what I do two things. I talk to somebody else about my fear, and I talk to God about my fear. And that's what real prayer is. It's just opening up to God and saying, hey God, I'm afraid here. I don't know what to do here. And then to stop and listen and to trust. Because the world is a scary place sometimes. God knows that. She knew that. Fight or flight. Thankfully, they choose to flee rather than to fight. But look, God knows that the world is a scary place sometimes. Jesus knew that the world was a scary place sometimes. But they said, don't be afraid. They didn't say there's nothing to fear. They said, don't be afraid. Trust me. I got this thing. Don't let fear rule your life. You know what? I think you all are very brave. I can see it in your faces. I think you all are very brave. I can see it in your faces too. And you know how I know that? It's because even when you're scared, you act in loving ways. That's what courage is. Courage isn't not being afraid. It's being afraid and then going on and doing the next right thing, doing the next loving thing. You know, sometimes, like Jesus gave Nicodemus that long, wordy explanation, sometimes that's what we need. Sometimes we need to hear things explained to us in complicated ways, but sometimes we need to hear it real simple and real clear. And I don't know about you all, but that's what I need to hear today. So don't be afraid. And when you are afraid, keep on keeping on, because it's all about love. God says, I've got this handled. I've got you. No matter what, I've got you covered. And that's a wonderful thing to hear. And that's a wonderful thing to know. Can you feel it? Kinda. How about you all? Can you feel it?
Yeah.
Kinda. That's good enough. Paul says, perfect love casts out all fear. Are any of you perfect? I'm sure not. But I find that even a little bit of love casts out a lot of fear. We all good? All right, get out of here. Amen.